Hey, gang. Welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It is your rodeo of free speech. So come on in and you can ride the bull or buck the bronco or whatever they do, and speak freely while you're doing it. To keep free speech going, you go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, and send badly needed fundage. Also, while you're taking a break from all that rodeo business and you're having your flat cakes and chitlins over at the concession stand, make sure that those aren't kosher certified. And you can do that by downloading the Kosher-tified app from nationalbugle.com, because nobody wants kosher certified chitlins. All right. Today we have a very special guest. It's none other than former Louisiana Representative David Duke. Dr. Duke, welcome to the show.
Oh, great to be here. Dr. Slattery, people very seldom call you by your proper title as well. And
they do too much, as a matter of fact.
Well, it's, you know, we don't need to do that, but you know, it's only appropriate if they do that for people got honorary degrees like Dr. Mandela or Dr. Martin Luther King, who plagiarized his thesis, admittedly, and proven by a committee, but they still decided to keep his doctorate, even though they found whole pages just totally copied from other manuals. I think it's only fair that if they're going to give them the prestige of title, which does have an influence on people, that you are designated with your proper academic credentials. And I think that's good. Our enemy always does that, so we should certainly do that too, because it is a factor on people. It's a sign of authority, and it's a sign that at least you've applied yourself in these academic traditions.
All right. Okay, so we just finished your show, and this is basically part two of the David Duke show today. We had a lot to talk about, and we went into a couple issues that we weren't even planning on, but it was interesting. But we were planning on talking about Vice President Chlamydia Harris, who, I guess, is she calling to nuke Israel? What is it?
I don't think so, but this whole story is an interesting story in the fact that it has really been suppressed in the media, even though you'd think it'd be one of their main stories. Now, it wasn't suppressed. It never is suppressed. I mean, as we all know, the media in America is Jewish media. I mean, that's the only way you can put it. If there was many Russians who are loyal to Putin or loyal to Russia and the Russian people in media today as are loyal to Israel and Israeli people, all right, they would be calling it a Russian media. They would say Russian disinformation, Russian lies. I mean, this is a fundamental point. That's how Jewish the media is. And it's not just the media. It's also social media. It's also incredible influence. I can't do this right now. Just a second. That's the network. That's my network.
You got some honky-tonk piano playing in the
background. So, yeah, we're gonna take... The network is going to be filing my last show right now, and then later we're going to add this addition to it. So, in fact, they were just calling me to check on that.
You can get to that through davidduke.com.
Yeah, they did now. So here we go. So where were we? So, if again, when we say Jewish media, we're not making things up, and we're using the same standards as the mainstream media all over the world uses when it comes to Russia. Or if the Iranians had this power, they'd mention it. If Saddam Hussein would have controlled, or the Iraq would have controlled the media the way the Jews do, that Israel does, really, they would identify it as Iraqi media. But we can't talk about that. That's called anti-Semitism. But the truth is that I love it when people like Biden or Kamala Harris are asked questions from audiences and they don't know what the questions are. So they can't be scripted in advance in how they're going to react to it.
So how many times have you played Biden saying, we're just having trouble stopping our allies from funding ISIS?
Like, or Saudi Arabia, we would give billions of dollars worth of,
or Tucker,
military equipment to.
And you've played the clip numerous times, but Tucker a week ago was able to play Joe Biden celebrating white people becoming a minority in this country, because that's what makes us strong.
Yeah.
And
I just ran a story about Biden saying how that American history, by the way, American history is Jewish history. I mean, of course, that's insane. There was not a single Jew involved in the Declaration of Independence, in the Constitution of the United States, in the founding, really founding influences of this country. And Jews had a huge role in probably the greatest mistake America ever made. And that was bringing at least 1 million Africans, and many of them died in the process, to America from Africa, and really changed and affected the demographics of this country, which is still affecting us today, and was, you know, I believe, a crime. It wasn't a crime at the time. It wasn't considered that at the time. But we know that the Jewish domination of the slave trade was a reality. And yes, there were white people who owned slaves, but the actual percentage of white people that owned slaves was less than 1% in what was the whole of America. Mm-hmm. Ironically, Jewish magazines and journals and academic journals say themselves, for instance, by that of, for instance, Jacob Marcus, the leading Jewish historian in the United States, says that 40% of Jewish households own slaves in the United States. So they had 40 times more likelihood of owning black slaves than whites, and yet whites are condemned as a race for owning slavery when only 1% of whites did. So, I mean, it's kind of interesting, isn't it?
To the extent Jews are accused of anything, it's of being white. That's the only thing they're ever accused of.
Yeah, that's about true. So here's Harris getting a question. And let me just go ahead and play the Fox News for us. We can stop it while we go, because this is, I love it when they make all these stupid, ridiculous defenses of Israel that are just nothing but easily proven to be lies, even the things people already know, but nobody ever actually speaks in the mainstream media. So let's go with this. Hopefully it's going to be loud enough for you.
Play it loud.
Here we go.
Contained back in Israel, which hurts my heart, because it's an ethnic genocide and the displacement of people, the same that happened in America, and I'm sure you're aware of this.
But your voice, your perspective, your experience, your truth should not be suppressed.
Vice President Kamala Harris at George Mason University in Virginia, applauding a student who slams Israel, says that it's committing genocide. So what does this mean for our relationship with our closest ally? Joining us now to react is author Douglas Murray. Douglas.
Before he says a word,
I recognize the voice. Yeah, that's the brown-haired guy who's not Pete Ducey. What's his name? His last name begins with a K. What is it?
I have no idea, man.
His curly hair. He was on Fox and Friends. He's a Fox and Friends guy. He's a brown-haired guy who's not Pete Ducey. His last name begins with a K. At any rate.
Anyway, so whatever it is. I don't know whether he's Jewish or not. Probably not. Who knows?
No, he's not.
I think he's a British guy. But anyway, so let's just start off with this. Okay, they're slamming America's greatest ally. Let's just start with that one. Let's just start with Israel being America's greatest ally. My question is...
Brian Kilmeade. That's Brian Kilmeade. That's
Brian Kilmeade is the... Yeah.
He's the brown-haired guy. He's not Steve Ducey.
Yeah, whatever. But the point is that... let's just start with Israel's our greatest ally. This is said 1,000 times. It's said... Every day, I think it said. Now, here's the question, right? We know that Israel committed terrorism against this country in the 1950s in the Levant affair, where they attacked American installations in Egypt and tried to create a false flag to get America into a war against the country and put American boys in harm's way, caused the death and injury and costs of equivalent of billions of dollars cost to America and damage to America and damage to American soldiers. And they were actually doing terrorism against American citizens. But this is supposed to be our greatest ally. And there's so many other incidents. I'll give you one more, then I'll let you point out some other aspects. We can take the attack on USS Liberty. So in 67, the Jews were taking over the Palestinian land. And they were doing this so they could ethnically cleanse them. This was the intention from the very beginning. The takeover of Palestine itself. They ethnically cleansed 600,000, more than that perhaps, Palestinians from their own land, homes, businesses. And the United Nations classifies purposeful ethnic cleansing as a form of genocide. And in fact, The man who invented the term genocide is Raphael Lemkin, a Jew. He said he did a big report on Ukrainian genocide by the Soviets, by Soviet Jews. He identified them as Jews, but the Soviet regime was Jewish. The people doing this were Jewish. But in a report about the United Nations that this was genocide. They were purposefully killing and also replacing, shipping in non-Ukrainians into Ukraine to lessen patriotic fervor so the Jewish regime, the communist regime of Russia at the time, which was Soviet Union, which is really what it wasn't really Russia because it wasn't Russians running things. Really, it was really Jews who really controlled it from the very beginning of the communist revolution. And eventually
Slavs wound up taking over, but they inherited an absolutely corrupt system that was kind of unfixable.
Well, you get a lot of Jews, and just to be frank about it, like Goldman Sachs would be a perfect example, one of the most corrupt, predatory, criminal banks in the history of the world. They just got proven to be guilty of the most massive bribery scheme in the history of the world, $2.6 billion, and they were fined that much in their scheme. It was an international conspiracy. They got no jail time. It's crazy. But getting to the point, here it is. Is this our ally? Is the Jewish elite in America, is the people around Goldman Sachs, are they our allies? Is Israel our allies? Or is the Jewish board of deputies in Russia the allies of the Russian people? Is the Jewish committees, like, for instance, the Council of Presidents of Major Organizations, which are the 52 largest Jewish pressure groups, advocacy groups is what they call them in the world, are they... Do they have the interests of America at heart? No, they support wars based on lies like the Iraq war. They support the billions and billions and billions of dollars of American taxpayer money going to a country that attacked us in terrorism in the Levant affair, that attacked USS Liberty, killed 34 Americans, wounded 174 or more Americans. Absolutely machine gunned the decks of our ship, which they knew was an American ship. The evidence is overwhelming. They knew this. Machine gunned our Marines and our sailors on that ship, our Navy people on that ship, killed many, maimed many, attacked an American intelligence ship. And this is supposed to be an ally. That's how I'll start out with that. What can you add to that? What other evidence is evidence proving how Israel is an ally to the United States?
Well, okay. They've got their Samson option. This is we know about this. Their military doctrine that if they're ever facing regime change, just like they insist that America regime changes all these other countries, but if they're ever facing regime change, then they would lash out with all their nuclear weapons at European capitals, and they've got vehicles, they've got ICBMs that can reach America. So there's that.
And they've got submarines with nuclear missile capability.
They do, and submarines. They have the third or fourth biggest air force in the world. I guess it
paid for, by the way, nuclear submarines. Well, here's Israel violating the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which says to America, it's American law, that you can't give a penny to any country that's developing nuclear weapons without the permission and without being in the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty itself.
And where do the submarines come from?
They come from Germany.
Germany. And so here's the thing. Sometimes they'll say things like, well, the Jews would sell you the rope to hang them with. Well, the Germans wouldn't even sell it. They would give it away. And that's what they do. They give away the very launch vehicles that would be used against them. And they give it to Israel. How perverse is that?
Let's watch our grammar here. Let's watch our English and our definitions here, because I don't think the Germans gave it away. I think they were blackmailed into giving it away. I think that the Germans knew that Israel would continue these other programs and policies. They were basically telling Germany, you better do this. I don't think the Germans did this voluntarily, just gave these submarines. I think it was because the Jewish power that they knew Germany.
The German leaders. So it was Angela Merkel and before
It was
her.
Treason. Treason.
The guy before Angela Merkel, the third way guy, he gave away some Dolphin class submarines. His name slips my mind.
Yeah.
Schroeder.
Yeah, Schroeder.
Yeah.
Well, but, they did, but, you know, it's like, you know, Germans have really been a lot against the wars because they knew the horrors that it came mm-hmm. about from the Second World War. And they've really been, you know, they had a huge peace movement in Germany. And Germans, I don't think even in great numbers at all, didn't even support much of the stuff going on in Iraq or going on in Afghanistan or any of this stuff.
They had massive demonstrations against it. But, you know, getting back to like
why would they give submarines that could carry nuclear missiles to a country that is violating a nuclear non-proliferation treaty?
And
they give
it to a doctrine where they will strike you with it, not if they're attacked by you, but yep. if they're just facing regime change from other enemies.
We had one of the Jewish leaders in academia and also in the government talking about the Samson options and said, you know, we cannot face an existential threat. If we have to, we need to bomb Rome. That they could be targets. We have already targeted in Rome. We've targeted in Paris. We've targeted in London. Think about that.
Yeah. So getting back to the Brian Kilmeade and Fox News, I mean, obviously, anything
that sounds like allies, though, right?
Yeah. Anything those are our greatest allies and best friends forever. But Fox News, I mean, with anything regarding Israel, you expect the entire establishment, whether it's the media establishment, the political establishment, they're all going to they march in lockstep regarding Israel. But so with Fox News, anytime that they really, really go after Biden or Harris, it's the, you know, it's they go after
the wrong thing.
The things that are actually they say things, you know, they blurt out things that are truthful. So they're going, they for the past month or month and a half, they've been going after Biden because he didn't get enough Afghan refugees. Right. We don't have enough refugees. They're the Democrats are the real meanies to refugees. And they're not protecting gays enough. They're gays in Afghanistan who are, you know, going to be under threat.
45 days of Afghanistan allies, you know, kept under the Taliban or hostage or whatever.
Yeah,
I despise Hannity.
Yeah. Oh, and he's the absolute worst. And then of course, even people who are in the alternative media, so many of them, this is kind of contagious because there is the tendency for people to want to attack Biden on the botched Afghan withdrawal, because by botching it, he has left behind a lot of military equipment that we could have used, that $85 billion worth of military equipment, to attack somebody else to get into another war that we won't support.
Even more important, we could have used that to kill white people, because right. that's the real threat now, right?
That's what the military itself and the intelligence people themselves are saying now,
right.
is that white people are the real threat.
Americans that want to be free.
Think of the damage it's doing to American credibility. Well, what do we use with that credibility? We go into other countries, and with that credibility and the prospect of, if things don't work out, you get to come to America and live off welfare for free. With that credibility, it makes it easier for us to get into these wars that we know we shouldn't be in. So, I mean, the botched Afghan withdrawal. Hey, I spent a month calling Biden the totally real president and saying I was a Biden supporter, because I mean, I know he didn't intend these things, but that was a good result. And we're coming up on the break, but we got to get talk now specifically about what Harris said, because you know, you could interpret what she said as acknowledgement of the truth that Israel's genociding the Palestinians.
Can we go back that out of the commercial? Can I just make one more additional point to you?
Okay.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It is dying. That's what I say.
We are back, and we are getting to more of Romania's business. You had a few thoughts regarding the
app. Just a quick thought. Mind you, this credibility is used to try to bring more Afghans and change the demographics of America to make more hopeless the ability of our people to resist this tyranny that is coming down upon us, this Jewish-led tyranny. But they're also doing the same thing. The United States and its superpower of economics, superpower of military, they're also blackmailing Europe, forcing them and literally using all the influence and power of the United States, economic and otherwise, to make European countries and all other white countries of the world accept themselves, all these massive refugees of non-Europeans, so that Europeans, even the homeland of our people, that we also become a tiny minority in those lands, and our people are fundamentally destroyed. This is the greatest crime in the history of the world. So it's not just what's going on in terms of Afghanistan. It's not just even in terms of the patriots in America, but America is being used as the great Satan, you might say. Maybe that's the proper adjective to use there, are the proper noun to say the great Satan that's trying to destroy the white race worldwide on behalf of the Jewish supremacists that dominate our politics and media of the United States.
Okay, now with Harris, we know she's a big whore and that's how she got chlamydia, but there, but you know what, in this interaction she had with the student at,
we're talking about her sex life, folks, not necessarily her disease history.
Well. If you get into her sex life, which I don't really want to get into, but, you know, she was Willie Brown's mistress. Willie Brown has said it. Everybody, they publicly would go to events together. Willie Brown was married, but I guess he was separated. And so Willie Brown was first when they first started doing things together, he was the Speaker of the General Assembly in California, and he was the highest ranking Democrat in the state government at the time, because you know, in the 90s it was run by Republicans. California was run by Republicans. I guess it was Governor Pete Wilson at the time. And so he was the highest ranking person. He got her some cush positions on committees that, or commissions, exactly, that he formed. I think it was like the Unemployment Commission and some other commission. And it was just a part-time job paying like $90,000 a year.
He got her important appointments, yes.
Yeah, and it was good for her resume. It gave her a lot of money. And then he moved on to be the mayor of San Francisco, and he paved the way for her elected career by helping her raise money, and she was elected as, what is it, the prosecutor, the
U.S. attorney. Or not the U.S. attorney,
the state attorney.
The county attorney or the state attorney.
Yeah, yeah. District attorney. She was district attorney for San Francisco County, mm-hmm, and then eventually used that as a springboard to be attorney general for California. But that was with Willie Brown. We also
would it be a misnomer then? Would it be appropriate to say that this is pretty blatant and pretty graphic, but she definitely was dedicated. She screwed her way to the top, boy.
She did screw her way to the top. And then it's not as blatant or as obvious, but she had this relationship with Beau Biden. And it is certainly rumored, at least, to be a romantic. But when they were there, they were both the attorneys general for their state, she for California and he for Delaware. And they were said to be very, very close. So she's got this relationship with the Bidens. And that was why Joe Biden was really, really taken aback when she said...
Attacked him so viciously as a racist.
Viciously as a racist at the debates. Now, the thing is, Biden himself, he's got this history of foot and mouth disease. But Harris, too. And, you know, Harris will go on shows, and she had gone on a show... And they had asked her if she'd ever smoked marijuana, and she just laughed and she says, "I'm Jamaican, you know, of course." And then Tulsi was able to pick on that at one of the debates and say, "You know, you laughed about your own marijuana usage, and yet as a prosecutor, you've put thousands of people in jail for marijuana usage." And that sank her presidential bid. That sank the bid. But at any rate, here she is now. What I want to get to, and I want to get your thoughts on, is this kind of demonstrates the unviability long term.
Inviability, I guess.
The inviability of this.
This viability, I think, is just the right way to use it. The viability.
This anti-white Jewish-led coalition, because they don't have the same interests, and you've got a lot of people in this coalition who are, say, Muslims. Or you know, blacks or whoever who don't have the, you know, who sympathize with the Palestinians, you know, in the case of the Muslims because they're fellow Muslims. In the case of a lot of blacks, is they look at what's going on in Israel as white people attacking people of color, but which is a bizarre take on it. But at any rate, you've got that, and so there's all these people in this coalition. Even at the congressional level, like the Squad, were critical of Israel, and of course Harris, now who does she sleep with? Supposedly it's this Jewish guy, her husband, and there are all these contradictions. And when we come back from the break, I want to get your thoughts on these contradictions.
Let's go for it.
All right.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl.
We are back. So, Dr. Duke, the contradictions in this anti-white coalition that the Jews have cobbled together, is it viable long term?
Well, I think as long as they continue all the deceptions, it obviously is. I mean, for instance, like, they have to bring together this immense coalition, but this coalition is completely controlled by Jews, and it's only for Jewish interests. But they have to act like they're just against white people. But white people are not the people with the power in America. White Christians are the ones who truly dominate the media, dominate banking, dominate political fundraising and money, dominate social media that are censoring us. It's Jews. So they have to play like, oh yeah, they're for all these minority rights and issues, including Black Lives Matter and all these other things. They don't give a crap about Black Lives Matter. And they got to play like they're, you know, that they're for interested in more Palestinian rights and justice.
They built Black Lives Matter into something that's like untouchable. It's like above politics. And it's even like kind of like quasi-governmental.
Exactly. But in terms of real concrete things, mm-hmm. Well, let's just take a look at Kamala Harris or Chlamydia Harris, whatever you want to call her. I don't give a damn. But let's just take a look at her. She's come out with position papers. How she's in favor of restricting freedom of speech. The very freedom of speech that she prays to the person, she's on record as supporting these campus restrictions on people criticizing Israel. She's also on record as being totally opposed to BDS, which is the only way that Israel's ever going to be made
BDS to, BDS, which is boycott, divestment, and sanctions.
Exactly.
Not like,
now, she was all for BDS.
Not like bisexual sadomasochism, right?
Right.
That's BSD.
She's probably into that too, but we won't talk about that. But BDS, what is BDS? BDS is exactly what she was for in terms of white South Africa, right? But she's not for BDS with Israel, of course not. So they don't really care that they get a little bit of negative publicity or something like that. All they really care about is the bottom line. And that's why they also didn't care that much that Trump moved the Capitol. It was a nice thing for Trump to do for some Jews. But there's no doubt that that would eventually happen with
moving
Biden,
the U.S. Or, embassy from Tel Aviv.
Yeah,
to
exactly. Moving the Capitol to Jerusalem.
And recognizing Jerusalem as the capital.
Exactly. Or dropping a few bombs on Syria, but not getting into the war with Syria. So, you know, what they cared about was the overall program. And the critical thing that every major Jewish organization in the world supports, and every major white country where they're a tiny minority, rather than Israel, they all support open borders. They all support the ethnic cleansing of the white people. And just as they ethnically cleanse Palestinians, and this is what Palestinians need to understand, and the non-white people need to understand, the same people who supported the ethnic cleansing of Palestine are the same people who are supporting the ethnic cleansing of Europe. Mm. Why? Because the only way that Jews can have this power so they can oppress Palestine and they can kill people in Palestine, or have America fight wars against the interest of the other people in the Middle East and against their own national interests, is by what? Is by supporting the ethnic cleansing of European Americans. Because if European Americans really had the power rather than Jews, obviously, and European Americans had the power in media and government and banking and campaign fundraising and all the rest of it, and the major social media, if that was really the case, then they couldn't do their programs that are so damaging to the entire world. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Now, I want to get back to the Black Lives Matter.
You want me to play that video?
Because I do want to get into Black Lives Matter, but finish whatever you're...
All right, let's go to the next part and take these points one by one. Here we go.
I mean, this was supposed to be about voter registration, and it ends up being this. She's not good without a script.
No, I mean, this was just the most horrible exchange with Kamala Harris, and I wonder how...
By the way, don't you love that? She's not good without a script. And what he's basically saying, she's not good without her Jewish scriptwriters. Right? She's not good without the Jews directing her every move and dealing with her, how she could have done that.
Yeah. And Brian,
run away not to offend Jews.
Probably not good without a script either, without his Jewish scriptwriters.
I love this. Yeah, and who do you think's helping to write the scripts for the Fox News? Here
right.
we go. Here we go.
She's going to try to explain it in the days ahead. The student in question didn't express her truth or your truth, as Harris put it. She just lied and libeled Israel. She said that Israel is committing genocide, ethnic genocide. Flat out wrong, flat out untrue, complete lie.
Okay, so first of all, she says this is not their truth. No, it's the flat truth, because the way that genocide is defined, as Raphael Lemkin, the Jewish writer, pointed, who invented the term genocide, says genocide means the displacement of people, the replacement of a people, the suppression of a people in gross, that lessens their freedom and lessens their ability to survive. They genocide is the destruction of a nationality. They always say that the Palestinians won't recognize the state of Israel. Well, have they recognized that there should be a Palestinian state like the rest of the world says there should be, that every people should have a right? They don't do it. But that's never brought up in the media. So everything that the person talked about was true. Yeah, they're not lining up and killing them, but they are lining up a lot of Palestinians and killing them. Jews go put up lawn chairs and watch them bombing apartment buildings and killing men, women, and children in Gaza. And then they say it's not genocide.
They're just not lining them up before they kill them. They're killing them without lining them up.
Right. And they're starving them. And they're keeping them from getting medicines they need. They're poisoning their water. I mean, we just keep going on and on about this. And they're torturing them in their prison. That's maybe even worse than killing somebody. I can't imagine. It's bad enough when you go to the dentist when he's starting to drill a nerve. Could anybody out there imagine what it'd be like to actually be tortured intentionally by these sons of guns. I mean, could anybody imagine that? And yet, according to human rights groups, Jewish groups in Israel, and they've given the proof, it's been proven, they've tortured over 150,000 Palestinians in their dungeons, including children, men, women, elderly, tortured them, folks. And there's nobody there to protect them, nobody there to talk about it. And this is not a theme that the world knows about outside of Israel. There's more freedom to learn about Israeli torture and murder of Palestinians in Israel among Jewish fights among themselves than there is in Jewish-controlled media for the rest of humanity.
Okay, do we have anything more to play from that?
Yes, let's go.
And instead of at least trying to push back against what this student said, Harris said, you know, this is your truth, the great Oprah-ism of our time. You know, I've got my truth, you've got yours, let's call the whole thing off. She shouldn't have said that. She was quite right to say that the girl in question had the right to express her opinion in America. Of course she does. But that's quite different from having the right to libel the state of Israel.
Yeah, right. Now, you notice what he's saying there. He says, okay, let me tell you, this is not about your truth or my truth or anybody else's truth. We're just talking about the facts on the ground. And the truth is that Israel was created by ethnically cleansing the Palestinian people, by murdering a lot of them, even publicizing it and terrorizing them to flee their land against the people. And the only reason that they did this was because the Palestinians were not of their faith and not of their race. If they'd have been Jews with a different opinion, this wouldn't have even happened. None of them would have been driven out. This was a racist ethnic cleansing of the Palestinian people. That's the facts. That's the undeniable truth. And to act like, oh, that's just this person's truth, that's the lie. The truth is that his supposed truth and the truth of mainstream media is not truth. It's what the Bible says, Jewish fables, Jewish lies. Ye and your father were the sons of the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in truth, because there's no truth in him. So the truth he wants to talk about is not the real truth. It's so-called Jewish truth, which is really lies.
Okay.
The vice president to just nod along.
Douglas, I'm seeing the big push now. Is it Kamala Harris, the big comeback. She's going to lead the charge for the Democrats to try to save the House and Senate in the midterms. Do you think the Democrats are right to push all their cards and chips with the Harris campaign?
No, I don't. I think as exchanges like this show, she's not a great asset to the party. She is terrible in exchanges like the one we've just seen. She's horrible in a corner. Whenever she's asked a difficult question, she has these very strange reactions, the sort of things like the great laugh and the chortling and things at totally inappropriate times. I think it's a demonstration the Democrats are in trouble. What I worry about more is that America's allies worldwide see this sort of thing and start to worry. You know, this administration...
Oh, boy, it's really getting deep now, right? So yeah. Let's get this straight. Now, he's supposed to be conservative. Let me finish. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to be a conservative. Fox News is supposed to be conservative. But the danger is she's really hurting the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Shouldn't the Fox people be celebrating that if that's true? But they don't want. They don't want.
Well,
you know,
I would. So the thing is, they just went through a whole month and a half saying Biden has to be impeached because he didn't bring enough. He didn't bring a million Afghan translators here to live off welfare and be taught English, in ESOL classes. But and so he's got to be impeached. And they would have just gotten. They would have all gotten chlamydia if Biden gets impeached. I do think there is a logic to going after chlamydia. You got to cure that case of chlamydia before we do anything with Biden. But
that's the real pandemic. Is
that I know that is
chlamydia Harris
pandemic. Imagine. We'll have a chlamydia pandemic if anything happens to Joe Biden.
That's exactly like the all the Republicans saying, oh my God. My God, Biden's so terrible. We got to impeach him. Yeah, we're going to replace him with chlamydia.
Yeah, I know.
Great.
Okay, so here's the thing. Like I said, they built up this whole Black Lives Matter thing.
Yeah.
And now you've got Black Lives Matter, maybe they thought it could just be controlled by Susan Rosenberg in the name of these three black lesbians who created the Black Lives Matter hashtag.
Yeah.
But the thing is, there's a lot of black people who have gotten very involved And I don't know if they understand that they're supposed to be controlled. And so you've got these large demonstrations going on now in New York because tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers are about to be fired because they're not getting the vax. And the blacks are the least likely to get the vax, which good for them. And so this is the Black Lives Matter chapter of Greater New York is saying that this is anti-black racism. And so they're going out. And
they ain't stupid. They have street sense.
White people maybe don't have. They do. I mean, here's the thing. They are the least educated group. But, you know, if you get enough education and you actually learn how to do research, people with PhDs, they are the most anti-vax. But the second most anti-vax are the people with the least education.
Isn't that interesting?
Because they've had the least indoctrination.
This is true. And the studies and the polls and have indicated that the two greatest groups opposing vaccinations are the most educated and the least educated. Doesn't that tell you something?
Well, yeah. And you know, I think...
And it's not the elite of the educated either. It's the just the most educated people in mass. It's not those that control the media. It's not the Jews who control the media. So, it is just the smarter people in America, the more aware people.
Here's the thing I need to ask Dr. David Duke, okay?
Yes, sir. But I'm not a medical doctor. Remember that. I'm just a professor of history, a teacher of history.
What I mean, for most of American history, you had this large white majority of, you know, upwards close to 90%, and then you had a significant black minority of 10 to 12% or so, and then you had very small other minorities. So it was mostly, I mean, the history of the United States is mostly whites and blacks. But since 1965, they've brought in well over 100 million other people, immigrants and their children. So you've got like close to a third of the country probably being non-traditional people, for post-65 people. At any rate, whites and blacks actually do have not completely diametrically opposed interests. We actually do have a fair amount of overlapping interests, don't we? And the vaccinations are one. Mm-hmm. The vaccinations are one, and mass immigration is another.
And stopping the exploitation of the credit card companies, mm-hmm. and the exploitation of addictive drugs that are illegal and prescribed by the medical associations, and the diets they're pushing on people that are making everybody sick, black and white, and the culture that's also destroying black families and white families. Yes, we have some things in common, no question.
Some big things, significant things. Mm-hmm. And so although the past many years, people talk about organized Jewry, there is like a you could say organized blackery, except the organized blackery is what's been organized by the Jews. The actually indigenous black organizations, whether it's Marcus Garvey or the Nation of Islam, are very different. But, you know, the Black Lives Matter, the Congressional Black Caucus, the NAACP, these groups, which are organized by Jews, have been very much attacking whites. But right now we are at a massive crisis in the history of our country. And we've got a very existential threat. And you never know how politics plays out. Is it possible that with this very important issue of the vax, that in the coming weeks that white nationalists and Black Lives Matter could wind up making
on
some
this
sort
issue,
of common cause,
even if they're unified in this one issue, not obviously in affirmative action or our immigration, more blacks into America, whatever.
But the big issue right now is the vaccine mandates. And
right. And that's the most important issue, I think, at this particular moment in history, because that is the instrument of transforming Jewish supremacy in government bureaucracy, in politics in America, the control of the parties, in campaign monies, in the control of the media, which controls politics and is able to make up rigged elections because nothing but straight campaign commercials for the people of their choices. So this is the most important issue because right now the COVID is being used by the Jews, and this we always got to make frame it in that, to establish not just Jewish supremacy, they already have that in these areas of life, but to make it a Jewish dictatorship where they really can take away all of our rights, all of our freedoms, even the right to protest this, expose this, fight against this, organize against this, even exist. What they're doing right now with the vaccine is white people disproportionately, and black people too, but white people disproportionately are part of that higher elevated income and elevated IQ level, and they're powerful people, important people, which have a little degree of economic support. And these are the people who are being fired massively and listening their power. Some Jewish people who are vaccinated to a great extent, or if they're not, even though they'll be able to skate, that's the people who are now being fired by the hundreds of thousands.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future. We are back, and Dr. Duke...
You want to listen to the last part of this tape first?
One last thing. I'm just gonna say, I hope you like soul music from about 50 years ago, because that's what
I've never really been much into soul music. I didn't mind a couple songs like "Sitting in the Dock of the Bay" and
those kind of things.
So that's good. Curtis Mayfield was pretty good.
Curtis Mayfield,
My Girl. You know, but mostly the black music that sounded more like white music, some of it I really did like.
Okay. Well, anyway, I've used a
lot. But I'm not much of a soul guy.
I'm not a fan of
James Brown's "Papa's Got a Brand New Bag," meaning of heroin bag. You know,
I
just
wasn't
in that.
But "It's a Man's World," that's a good song, and I have used on this show, and whenever I have you on, I use soul music for my bumper music.
I think a lot of blacks are actually quite good musicians, and they can be pretty creative in that area. I'm not a fan of soul music much. I'm not a fan, really, of hip hop and this kind of thing.
Oh, no, we're not going into the whole Nicki Minaj.
No, we're not.
We have one more clip to play.
Okay, here we go.
We're meant to be talking about building alliances and rebuilding alliances as if Donald Trump had trashed them all, which he hadn't. And now we see just days after each other, we see what happened with America's allies in Afghanistan. We see last week Democrats, members of Harris's own party, voting to defund the Iron Dome. That is to defund a defensive weapons system. And now we see the vice president just sort of nodding along as a very, very ignorant American student, libels an ally. People I speak to around the world, including in recent days in Israel, are concerned about this. They're concerned.
Listen to this crap. He says, we got to give $1 billion of American taxpayer money for Israel's defense system. Israel doesn't pay a penny in American taxes.
Yeah, I know. He totally left that out. And something else.
How about the $1 trillion war that the Jews, Israel, and their Jewish masters all over the world led Europe and America into Iraq that cost trillions and trillions of our money in a war for Israel based totally on lies? How about that expense? They owe us a lot. We shouldn't be sending them a penny. They should be sending us money, and we should sanction them until they send us back the money that these Jews caused in these insane wars. And we also maybe need some payback on the injuries that our people face by the thousands because of these damn wars.
That's for sure. And, you know, the Iron Dome, the thing is with the defense systems, there was a reason that 50 years ago the United States and the Soviet Union negotiated a ban on anti-ballistic missile systems, right? It's kind of counterintuitive. But the thing is, if one country had an effective
ballistic missile system. Yeah.
Then they could launch a first strike against the other side without fear of reprisal. And
exactly.
So
that makes the possibility of war more possible. And
right.
We know what happens in wars. A lot of people, innocent people, die.
And the thing is, Israel can act with complete impunity because none of their opponents have any deterrence capabilities, because we've bolstered Israel to that extent. And
it makes every other nation put on a premium on developing nuclear weapons themselves.
Right.
Of course.
I mean, honestly, we only have 30 seconds left, but if Iran had nuclear weapons, I think you would have more peace and not less peace in the Middle East, frankly.
Probably so, because and Israel wouldn't be able to get away with assassinating their people, right? It's scientists. If Israeli scientists get up, it would be all over the world. It's the worst crime in the history of the world. But they can do it to Iranians or anybody else, and that's no crime. These are just normal people. These are civilians. This is a lie. This is as bad as any attack on the Trade Center in 9/11, right?
Okay.
So there you go.
We're out of time, but thank you so much for joining me, Dr. Duke.
Yeah, go to DavidDuke.com, folks, and enjoy our show today with on DavidDuke.com and Emirates.com for Today with Dr. Patrick Satterley.
And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.